You're the center of a lot of physical humor in this film.
I got to go for it pretty hard in the movie, yeah.
And you take a few shots to the crotch.
True. It's true.
I was wondering if you could take me into that process. How close did they get?
It was on target every time, fired from a cannon, like an air cannon that was aimed mathematically at my crotch. If I moved, it would hit another area. But it was also a lightweight foam ball, so even though it's projected at a great velocity, the impact is minimal.
Did all your own stunts?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you wear like a cup?
Didn't need to. That was the thing. I mean, I tested it with a cup, and I was like, oh, this isn't going to be anything. So then it wasn't a cup after that.
Gotcha. When you're serenading the gorilla,
yeah,
is that air supply?
Yep.
Are you a fan? Because it's a convincing rendition.
Thanks. I like air supply. I like the fact that we're reintroducing them to a nation of young kids. That'll be funny. But that was Walt Becker's choice, and my whole goal in that scene was to make him laugh. Like, he's right next to the camera, and we're doing that bit, and I could sort of see out of the corner of my eye whether or not it was getting him. And every time it got him, I just went for it even further.
Well, I did think the chemistry was good.
Thank you. Yeah, we've stayed in touch. We're going to try and do another project together. Maybe revamp Smoking the Bandit. I don't know. BJ and the Bear.
Can you give me a quick update on the many ancillary projects you're involved in?
What do you need?
Well, your animated work.
Yeah. I make a show called Family Guy that I act on. We're going strong on that. And I make a show called Robot Chicken that I write and produce and act in. Finished our fourth season. DVD's coming out for Christmas. And we put a new show on the air this year called Titan Maximum, which is a super robot fighting force, but a comedic take on that archetype. That's what's happening.